So you think you know everything about your IRA? Well, get ready for a pop quiz. Hi, I'm Rob West. Whether you already have an IRA or you're thinking about opening one, there are several things you should know. And what better way to measure the depth of your knowledge than a little test? We'll take one today, and then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Okay, first a little inspiration. Proverbs 18:15 reads, "An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge." So let's seek some knowledge about IRAs. Here's our little quiz, and don't worry, this won't count toward your final grade. All right, just to make this easy, these will all be true or false questions. Number one, you can't open an individual retirement account if you already have a qualified retirement plan with your employer. True or false? It's actually false. An IRA can be a great way to supplement your retirement savings even if you have a 401k or 403b with your employer. In 2023, you can contribute up to $6,500 to a traditional or Roth IRA, or $7,500 if you're 50 years or older. You can even have a traditional and Roth IRA, but the combined contributions must not exceed those limits. All right, question number two. You can invest in anything in an IRA. True or false? That one is false. Your IRA isn't an investment in itself. It's more like a bucket that holds your investments, which are managed by the account's custodian. That custodian will offer you a wide variety of investing options, like bonds, money market funds, stocks, and mutual funds. But there are limits. You can't invest in things like whole life insurance policies or physical precious metals. The latter requires a different animal, a self-directed IRA, which is a topic for another time. Okay, question number three. If you should die, your IRA must go through probate and be distributed to your heirs according to your will. True or false? That one, fortunately, is also false. Like many financial accounts, your IRA allows you to name one or more beneficiaries to receive those funds in the event of your untimely death. The beneficiary designation supersedes anything specified in a will and prevents the IRA from going through the sometimes lengthy probate process. You do, however, have to keep the beneficiary designation up to date if you go through a major life change, like the death of a spouse. The custodian can't read your mind, so making your intentions known with a new beneficiary designation is vital. Question number four. At some point, you have to take money out of your IRA. True or false? Unfortunately, that one's true. Traditional IRAs come with required minimum distributions, or RMDs. When you retire, you may not need the income generated by your IRA, and you'd be perfectly content to just let the assets accumulate. Uncle Sam, however, sees it differently. He wants his cut and is only willing to wait so long. That means you'll have to start taking money out of your traditional IRA by April 1st of the year after the year you turn 73 and a half. In 2033, the age for RMDs will be extended to 75. Now, if you're worried that you'll need a calculator and calendar to figure all that out, don't worry. IRA custodians are required to send you an RMD notice by January 31st each year. You really want to pay attention to those notices, by the way, because if you fail to take an RMD on time, the penalty is a whopping 25% of every dollar you failed to withdraw. Here's where a Roth IRA is a better alternative, since it's funded with after-tax dollars and has no required minimum distributions. Okay, question number five. You can't borrow from your traditional IRA. True or false? That one is also true. While you may be allowed to borrow from a 401k or 403b, not advisable, by the way, you can't borrow from an IRA even for a good cause like buying a house or sending your kid to college. If you withdraw funds from your traditional IRA, the money will be added to your adjusted gross income and taxed at your income tax rate. And it's possible that the withdrawal could push some of your income into an even higher tax rate. So you don't want to do that. Okay, so those are some of the things you may not have known about an IRA. I hope you did well on our pop quiz, and I hope you had a little fun in the process. All right, your calls are next. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. I'm Rob West, and this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Taxes were due a week ago in the United States, and if I'm honest, I don't look forward to tax season. Did you file an extension? Though I trust my tax professional, every year I wonder if the IRS might be coming for me. But how should we approach filing our taxes? We may be displeased with the state of our government, but should we look at them with contempt? Jesus spoke about this. The Pharisees wanted him to call out the oppressive Roman government in order to incriminate him, but Jesus didn't give in. He respected the government he was under and said, "Give back to Caesar what's Caesar's, to God what's God's." Let's honor the Lord and remember these words, even filing taxes. Get daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Are you completely sold out to God? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
God knows if your heart is wholly devoted to Him or not. Now, wouldn't it be cool and exciting if you had a heart that's passionate, that's in love and on fire for Jesus Christ?
Learn how to give Him your all and gain everything that really matters. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central here on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
So thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. This is the program where we apply the wisdom from God's Word, the big themes, the principles found in the Old and New Testament to the financial decisions and choices you're making today. Starting with our identity in Christ, not following the ways of the world with regard to how we see money, not getting swept up in materialism and covetousness, not putting our identity or our self-worth in our net worth, rather finding our true identity in Christ and seeing money as a tool to accomplish His purposes, accepting our role as stewards or managers of God's resources. That's our objective here on this program, to bring you a hopeful and encouraging and yet practical approach to money management. Let's do that together. We've got some lines open today. We'd love to hear from you with whatever financial question you have today. The number to call is 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. 7,000. In just a moment, we're going to be heading to the phones. But first, let me mention to you, as we head toward the end of April, and yes, I know it's still hard to believe that we're already approaching the end of April, I'd like to invite you to be an investor, a supporter of this work here at Faith and Finance. We are listener supported, which means we do what we do as a result of your generous support of this ministry. And between now and the end of the month, it would go a long way to helping us stay on track with any gift of any amount. When you head to our website, faithfi.com, just click give. That's faithfi.com. Just click give. And we're delighted that to be able to send you with any gift our brand new Faith and Finance phone wallet. It's a great reminder for you to integrate your faith and finances as you put it on the back of your phone. It fits just about every phone. It's practical, it's protective, provides RFID protection, and you can put up to 3 cards in it, whether that's a debit card or an ID and maybe a hotel key, whatever you'd like. It's just our way of saying thanks when you make a single gift or a monthly gift. Just request your phone wallet when you make a gift to FaithFi. So if you would consider a gift between now and the end of the month, we'd certainly appreciate it. FaithFi.com, just click give. All right, we're going to head to the phones now. We've got some lines open. We'd love to hear from you today. 800-525-7000. Let's head to Mississippi. Mike, thank you for calling, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your ministry, and thank you for honoring Larry Burkett's memory by the ministry. Well, Rob, my 401 and my cash reserves are being managed by a large investment company, national company. Don't mention the name, I guess. But when I began many, many years ago, they asked me about my interest or how I look at risk, and I told them I'm very conservative. So it's approximately 70% bonds, 30% stock over the many, many years. And it's been a very moderate growth over the years. But the last couple years, it's been terrible. We've taken those hits, and I've seen a just frightening decrease of the bulk of both my 401 plus my cash reserves. My question is this, Rob. Should I throw in the towel and go to CDs now, get everything out, or hold? I'm not sure what to do.
Yeah, no, I can appreciate that. And first of all, Mike, thanks for mentioning Larry Burkett. I'll tell you, I walk in the shoes of giants with Larry being the former host of this program and then following Larry, Howard Dayton, two men just obviously committed to God's word and just bringing a biblical perspective of money management each day. And the life change that occurred as a result of those two men is just incredible. So I appreciate you calling that out. Mike, I can certainly understand how you and your wife would be concerned. I mean, this has been a really difficult period for a lot of folks, especially if you're in that season of life where you're, you know, realizing that, well, I don't have a lot of, you know, working years to continue to see this compound and grow, or at least add to it. Give me a sense of kind of where you're at in life and what role this money's playing currently. Let's start with the kind of the age and stage of life you're at right now.
Age is retired. I retired many years ago. I'm 74. Okay. And to this point, all I've taken are the required distributions, but the cash amount is, I haven't had to go to it yet, but to watch it decrease and to watch it shrink, it's heartbreaking. And, and to your point that you always bring, Rob, it's always to the glory of the Lord. While part of me wants to just covet and feel like, ooh, I want more, more, more. I want to be a faithful steward. I want to know that I'm making wise choices, and I feel at this point I'm not.
Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate that. And I think that heart posture is the right one, Mike, to say, listen, at the end of the day, I just want to be found faithful. So how do I seek wise counsel? How do I learn from Scripture? And where do I go from here? And I think, first of all, acknowledging your role as steward, holding it loosely, looking to the counsel of Scripture. I mean, those are going to get you going in the right direction. As to the specifics about this particular account, I mean, at 74, and what I'm hearing is you don't have a need for this money. Your income is covered apart from this account, correct?
To this point, but only Lord knows what's around the corner. So
sure. Yeah. In terms of what could change, is there a known change coming, or are you thinking about something like what if we needed long-term care or nursing home or something like that?
Those are just, you know, thoughts in the back of your mind, but nothing known. No.
Okay. Very good.
Nothing concrete.
And what is the value of this account currently?
It's approximately, it was right at, you want the specific figures?
Well, it doesn't, just generally.
Okay, it was a little right at a million.
Okay.
At the peak, you know, a little bit, a good bit over. Now it's below that. So I'm guessing it's down maybe 15%. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, so you're about 800. You think you're about 850,000?
Maybe a little bit more, 9 something.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the combination of the IRA plus the cash that I kept in reserve.
Okay, very good. You know, here's what I would say, Mike. I think you're doing this right. I mean, you being 70% bonds at age 74 is probably about right. I mean, we used to use 100 minus your age, which would put you at 25% stock allocation. You're at 30. Now, because people are living longer, we, as a rule of thumb, and that's all it is, we use 110 minus your age. So that puts you at 35% stocks, the rest in bonds. You're a little bit under that. Here's where you've gotten hit. And this is terribly unusual. What we've gone through is because of the dramatic rise in interest rates, normally bonds would be a safe haven, relatively stable, providing good income, not a lot of movement on the prices of the bonds. But you kind of got that double whammy over the last year where stocks were falling. And because interest rates were rising so rapidly, the bonds were decreasing too, which puts you in an unusual situation where you took more downside than you would have normally expected just because this was an anomaly of sorts, with the Fed so focused on bringing down 40-year high inflation and a dramatic increase in interest rates. You're going to be rewarded for that now moving forward, because we're not going to see, we're probably going to get another 25 basis point hike, but then a lot of folks think the Fed's probably done there. The next move at some point is going to be maybe one more after that, but then it's going to be headed down. And as it falls, those bond prices will increase, plus you've got higher yields now. So I think you're in good shape in terms of just staying the course, and then naturally the stocks will recover once we get through the recession, or at least we're into the recession. Normally, we see the end of the bear market not before the recession, but when we're in it. So that means we're likely going to retest our October lows. So I would say if you could stomach it, I would stay the course. I think you've got the right allocation. By God's grace, you don't need the money today. You're still sitting on north of $900,000, and we've gone through a very dramatic downswing. And so I would say you stay right where you're at. Just know that you still have a decades-long need for this money, so you still have a long time horizon if the Lord tarries and you're in good health, despite the fact that you're 74. I've got to take a break. Stay on the line. We'll talk a bit more off the air, and we'll be right back.
What does the American Family Association stand for? AFA believes that all men and women, whether in private or public, should be free to exercise their faith without hindrance from the government. These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's Cards That Give to Missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
Friendships is offering an exciting opportunity for young adults who want to grow in their walk with God, become physically fit, and learn relief ministry while serving in the Middle East. This is an amazing opportunity to serve God and experience Israel. Check out Seahawk's one-year scholarship program at friendships.org or call 337-433-5022. That's 337-433-5022. The next session begins August 19th.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Sandy Rios, AFA's Director of Governmental Affairs and the host of the podcast Sandy Rios 24/7.
For 40 plus years, American Family Association has been fighting for biblical values in America. We've been here to shine the light of Christ into a dark world and to stand against the evil of the day. One vital way that you can join forces with us is through a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation.
Call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance Program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Grateful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We've got some lines open today. I'd love to know what you're thinking about financially. Are you wrestling with your stock portfolio like our previous caller? Maybe it's paying off credit card debt, or maybe you're struggling. You're in a really challenging season right now. There's more month than money, and you're just wondering how to make all those numbers balance. Whatever it might be, we'd love to hear from you today and see if we can help bring a hopeful, encouraging message of biblical financial wisdom to the practical decisions and choices you're making today. The number to call is 800-525-7000. Again, lines open, 800-525-7000. Hey, let's tackle a couple of emails today. We receive emails every week from folks just like you writing into us at askrob@faithfi.com. This one comes from CJ. He writes to us and says, listen, Rob, we opened a couple of credit cards as we've paid the totals off each month. Our limits have increased. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Now that our credit scores are so good, we're thinking of closing some cards because of the potential for identity theft. What's the best way to do that without hurting our credit score? CJ, it's a great question. You're right. As you charge more, and especially if you're disciplined payer, that means you're paying those bills off on time, and they see you not carrying a balance, which is one of the ways of many that they make money as a credit card issuer on the interest for the balances you're carrying, they're going to, as a business strategy, continue to raise that limit with the hope that you will take more advantage of that credit that you quote-unquote earned. And as they raise that limit, they know there's a greater likelihood that you're going to continue to charge. Their hope is, of course, that you would charge beyond what you'd be able to pay off in a single month, and that's when the interest kicks in. By the way, that's on top of the merchant rebate. That's on top of the annual fees, if there is one, the over-limit fees, I mean, all the other charges that they receive for you doing business with them. The key is, first of all, not to fall into that trap, regardless of what that limit is. That doesn't mean you need to spend a dollar beyond what was already budgeted, and you have the opportunity to pay off in full at the end of the month. Secondly, I would say, yes, as you build up perhaps more credit cards than you would use on a daily basis, and by the way, I don't know why you'd need more than one credit card and a debit card. Perhaps a third card would be a business credit card if you have one. But beyond that, probably no reason to keep any other accounts open. That is, to your point, CJ, is just an open door for somebody to hack that card and use it fraudulently. So how do you go about closing extra cards? Well, the best way is, first of all, no more than one to two every 6 months, and only if you're not out seeking credit. So the first decision to make is, am I going to be buying a house or a car or need to seek credit in the next, let's say, 6 months? The answer is no. Then I would close no more than one to two cards every 6 months. I wouldn't worry about the impact on your credit score. It'll be minimal. It'll also be temporary. And again, if you're not out seeking credit, it doesn't really matter. Why does the score go down? Well, the bottom line is, as you close that account, it probably is going to remove that account from your history, which history is a part of your credit scoring formula. And it may lower the overall available credit that you have to you, which if you are carrying a balance would push it up as a higher percentage of your total limit or what's called credit utilization. If that's a factor, that would obviously make it a little bit more dramatic. But at the end of the day, I'd rather see you simplify your financial life, get those cards closed, take that off the table in terms of someone being able to compromise that account, and just do 1 to 2 every 6 months if you're not out seeking new credit. CJ, thanks for writing to us. By the way, folks, if you have a question you'd like to send along, please do that at askrob@faithfi.com. All right, let's head to the phones, 800-525-7000 to Missouri. Hi, Guy. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Good morning. I have a question about real estate investment groups. I'm not sure. I think they're called REITs or something like that. Mm-hmm. No, if those are deep investments.
Yeah, so they can be a part of a diversified portfolio, Guy. I like real estate a lot. Clearly, you can take a direct ownership position in real estate by buying a piece of property and perhaps turning it into an income stream by renting it out. You can go into a real estate pool with other owners and perhaps take a direct ownership interest through maybe an LLC or another structure. And then there's the real estate investment trust, which is basically the opportunity to, again, pool your investments, but in a registered security. And, you know, the main risk factors obviously include the leverage risk, how much debt do they have, the liquidity risk, are they able to, you know, generate liquidity from the various holdings they have, and then market risk, you know, what types of properties are they buying? Are they commercial or residential? What part of the country? And, you know, how susceptible is that to the recession and other factors? Obviously, they have volatility depending on what's going on economically and their area of focus, but it is a passive way, Guy, to invest in real estate. And so I would say, you know, perhaps 10 to 15% of your portfolio in a REIT would be a great option. You know, many of them throw off income, and you also get the appreciation in the underlying assets. So I like them a lot, and I think it's a great way to have, you know, you can have diversification among stocks, you know, small cap, large cap, international, domestic, but you can have further diversification by adding other asset classes. Bonds would be one, and cash, real estate would be yet another. So I think this is in line what we see in Ecclesiastes around diversification, which is where that concept comes from. And I think a REIT is a great way to do that.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate you being on the program. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. By the way, a little later in the broadcast, we're going to be talking to our friend Steve Tiber about the 8 Days of Hope, an incredible opportunity for you to get involved as they head to Fort Myers, Florida this May to rebuild homes following the devastation of that Category 4 Hurricane Ian. It was the third costliest disaster ever in America, destroyed thousands of homes, and the 8 Days of Hope is heading to Fort Myers. We're going to tell you how you can be a part of that. It's an amazing opportunity, and that's coming up in a little later in the broadcast today. Plus, more of your questions at 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance, and we'll be right back.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
The Lord was with him. That description of David may sound like a comforting assurance, but it means a whole lot more. As we continue studying 1 Samuel, we'll learn how God is sovereign over everything, even using his enemies to accomplish his purposes. Listen this week to Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Weekday mornings at 11:30 Central on AFR and online at afr.net.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
When you hear this,
this is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building, and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at AFN.net. And sign up for our daily news brief at AFN.net.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at EventideInvestments.com. That's EventideInvestments.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, your host. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. The number to call, 800-525-7000. Let's head back to the phones. To Mississippi we go. Hi, Eileen. You're next on the program. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. Well, actually, two questions. I'm going to talk to the second question. The first question, because you kind of touched on some of it this morning. Due to my other question. But the first one is, okay, so like we just bought, had to get an air conditioned unit. It was a little bit unexpected. So it took a lot at one time, or the payoff would be. And I wanted to go ahead and get it paid off as soon as we could. And the people that are doing the, they're allowing you to have 5 years if you want it, but we're not comfortable with that. But he said it would affect my credit score, and that's what I wanted to know. Is that something that's that important? Because it's one thing, we try to live pretty much debt free. So wouldn't that just apply if you?
It really would.
Let me back up though and just understand. So have you already done this? Have you already done the HVAC work?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Did you say you were working on an air conditioning system?
Yeah, right. We've already purchased it, and they put us on whatever financing that. Yeah.
Okay.
They put us on a 5 year, and
that's already done. That 5 year financing is already in place.
Right.
All right. And are they giving you a period of time with 0% interest, or are they charging you right out of the gate?
No, it's a zero for the 5 years.
0% for the 5 years. Okay. And so your question is not should we do it, but just should I be concerned about what we've done in light of the fact that it might affect my credit score? Is that right?
No, not so much that. I'm not that concerned about the credit score. I guess I needed to know if I should be, because that was sort of their way of advertising or trying to get us. They said if we paid it before, because we could pay it out 3-4 months, we could just decide how and just pull it out of a different savings and go ahead and get it paid off. And they were trying to suggest that I should not because it would affect my credit score. And so I thought, well, I don't think I need to. I don't know.
Yeah. And let me just clarify that. So they're saying that if you pay it off early, that will affect your credit score negatively?
Yes.
No,
that is what
no.
They were saying.
Yeah, that's not really true. I mean, there's nothing in the credit scoring algorithm that would penalize you from paying that off early. The fact that you're an on-time payer with whatever the scheduled monthly payment is the key. You may have had a slight decrease in your credit score when they went to offer this to you because in order to approve you for this financing, they had to check your credit. And that inquiry, it's called a hard inquiry because it was initiated by a creditor, not by you, the consumer. It was initiated by the creditor for determining your credit worthiness. That hard inquiry caused your score to drop slightly. That will bounce back within 30 to 60, 90 days at the most. But you going in and paying this off early will have no effect negatively on your credit score. And to your point, even if it did, which it won't, it doesn't matter because you're not out there looking for new credit. So your credit score is really arbitrary at this point unless you are going out looking for a job and they're going to use your credit score as a part of determining whether to give it to you. You're going to buy a house or a car and try to borrow money to do it. I wouldn't worry about it. They're likely, and I hate to insinuate that they're being dishonest here, but bottom line is they'd like for you to ride this out and then not pay it off so that the interest can start kicking in. But there is absolutely no reason that you shouldn't go in and wipe this out if you have the money to do it. And it's not going to put you in a situation where you don't have enough in the way of reserves for the unexpected. But as long as you've got plenty of excess in your emergency fund after it's paid off, I'd say go ahead and wipe it out.
Yeah, I wouldn't say plenty, but it's enough, you know.
Okay.
Hopefully.
What was the second part of your question there, Eileen?
Yes, okay. And it's about, and I'm visually impaired, so I had my husband write down the terms because I didn't want to say it wrong. But it's,
well, what you had me write so far is question about the importance of having credit.
No, about the annuity. So I have like a high growth annuity? What was the annuity?
It was through Mutual of Omaha.
Okay. So it's anyway, it's an ultra secure annuity, and we're reaching it. Yeah. We're reaching the height of that come next month. And so it's, you know, like I said, not a lot. It didn't really increase that much over 7 years. We had to keep it in the 7 years. So that's where I'm wanting to see where I could suggest of places to put it. I know we've talked about the I-bonds. I spoke with you about that before. And I knew, too, there was like maybe a credit union. And I wanted to just kind of compare those if those could work kind of close enough together to be one be as good as the other.
Yeah. So I think the first question is it a qualified variable annuity, meaning it was set up with pre-tax dollars? And if so, it would have to be rolled to an IRA. If it's a non-qualified annuity set up with after-tax dollars, then you could just roll it out to a traditional account at a bank or a brokerage firm. And then, I like the idea that if this is money that you can tie up for at least 12 months, you would look to either the I-bonds for $10,000 each for you and your husband for this calendar year, which is the most you could put in apart from an additional $5,000 through a tax refund, and CDs, which are very attractive right now. And if you're looking for a guaranteed product with a relatively short time horizon, I think those are your best options.
Okay, that sounds good. But you were saying each, like, so this would be, you know, we wouldn't have like $10,000 apiece, but the $10,000 could be something in a joint account that we could.
No, you can't have a joint account with the I-bond. So you and your husband would each open an account in your individual names, and you could each put in up to $10,000 for the year. That would be the most you could put in.
Oh, that's the most. So we could split it up for each.
You could put in a total of $20,000 between the two of you, but they would be in separate accounts. You can each be the other one's beneficiary, but you can't hold it jointly. So I hope that helps you. I appreciate you and your husband calling today. You guys sound like a wonderful team. And if we can help you further in the future, let us know. 800-525-7000 to Missouri. Hi, Jackie. Go ahead.
Hi. Oops, sorry, sir. I got that on the speaker.
No worries.
Is that better?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm from the great state of Missouri. And
great.
I just, I have a question about, I am at that age, I'm 72 and a half.
They started taking out 6,000. They said I had to start taking 6,000 out of my IRA each year now. And so, excuse me, what I want to know, would I be wise to like maybe get a gold bullion with some of that?
Yeah, so I think the first question is, you know, when you have to pull that money out, obviously now you've got it and you have to pay taxes on it. Two things there. One is, if you don't need it, one option would be to do charitable giving with it. So through a qualified charitable distribution, if you were doing some giving, let's say to your church or another ministry out of cash, meaning pulling it out of your checking or savings account to make gifts to your church or other ministries, instead of doing that, you could give it straight from your IRA to that ministry or to your church through a qualified charitable distribution and replace the money you were giving out of your checking or savings and satisfy your required minimum at the same time. So that would be one option. The second option is if you don't have your emergency fund fully funded, 3 to 6 months expenses, I'd just put it right into savings. But if you don't want to do the qualified charitable and you have the emergency fund, then absolutely you could invest it. But I've got to take a quick break, so stay on the line. We'll talk about where to invest it right after this.
Today's Issues is American Family Radio's flagship program featuring AFA President Tim Wildman.
They're going to deny this till the Lord comes back.
Right. And others, staff and friends of the American Family Association.
Did they leak this? Was it intentional? Was it an accident? We want more answers.
It's a part of history. You know, we need to know.
Today's Issues, with the help of American Family News, making sense of the issues of the day. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
God made His design for marriage absolutely clear. July 6th through the 8th at the Cadence Bank Arena and Conference Center in Tupelo, Mississippi, it's the Marriage Family Life Conference 2023. Strengthen your marriage and your family with Abraham Hamilton III, Dr. Kathy Cook, Miki Addison, and many more. The Youth Apologetics track is back as well. The Marriage Family Life Conference 2023, for His glory alone. Register today at marriagefamilylife.net.
Every day, FaithFi is working to meet people right where they are. Through our national radio program, app, and website, we're helping people put their faith in God and not in money and possessions. And we're encouraging and equipping Christians to have a passionate pursuit for sacrificially living and giving the money entrusted to them. If you believe in and have benefited from FaithFi, would you consider becoming a monthly FaithFi patron? Learn more about the FaithFi patrons membership at faithfi.com and click Give.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Coming up in just a moment, we'll talk about an exciting ministry opportunity that you can be involved in. It's the 8 Days of Hope. Steve Tabor with us in just a moment to talk much more about it. But first, let's go back to the phones. Just before the break, we were talking to Jackie in Missouri. She's 72 and a half, is taking required minimum distributions of about $6,000 a year from her IRA, wondering how she should invest it. And I said, first, let's look at the option for a qualified charitable distribution. Second, if you don't have your emergency fund fully funded, that could be a great place. But third, Jackie, if neither of those apply, I think gold is a good option. I like gold right now in the midst of this environment. It's that fear trade. It's a store of value. It does well when things are uncertain. And certainly as we head into a recession, I think we'll still, you know, continue to see it do well. I wouldn't get highly concentrated there, though, but with the amounts we're talking about, it would still be a very small, I suspect, percentage of your portfolio. As long as it stays between 5% and 10% of your investable assets, I think that's probably the best option for you. As to what to buy, I mean, you could certainly do your research there. I think gold coins could be an option. You could also look at just buying a tracking stock, like an ETF that tracks the movement of the price of gold without taking physical possession. That would be another option. But the bottom line is I like gold a lot. But give me your thoughts on all that.
Well, that sounds really good. I
I do have silver. I have a lot of silver stored.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to figure out is, like, should I go ahead and add the gold?
Yeah.
Because gold is much better. And what about platinum?
Yeah, you know, I'm not, I'd probably, if it were me, stay with gold and silver personally. I think they just historically have done better, and you'll see better performance there, you know, as the precious metals move up. I think gold and silver will outperform. So I think if you've been concentrating in silver and you want to add to your precious metal allocation, again, as long as you're not overweighting, I'd probably go in the gold direction. Hope that's helpful to you. Thanks for calling and being on the program today. We appreciate it. Well, folks, we've got a great treat right now. We've talked in the past here at American Family Radio for a long time about the great work of the 8 Days of Hope. And we're delighted to be able to shine a light on this once again. Steve Tiber is with us today. And Steve, delighted to have you on Faith and Finance.
Yeah, thank you so much. I enjoy your show. And I'm 62 and I still learn a lot. So thank you for all that you do. You're very good at what you do, my man.
Well, thank you, my friend, and we're delighted to be able to tell folks about what's happening here at the 8 Days of Hope. Now, this is not anything new to the AFR audience, but perhaps someone's just kind of discovering 8 Days of Hope here through this interview today for the very first time. So just give us a quick thumbnail sketch of kind of the vision and the mission behind it.
You know, we started after Hurricane Katrina. My dad and I was going to go to Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, and find one family and help them rebuild their home. And We met with our friends at American Family Radio. I'll never forget meeting with Don Wildman and Tim, and said, "Hey guys, would you play one free local spot? Maybe we get 20 people to go." Hmm. Long story short, 18 years later, because my plan was one family, one home. God reminds us who's really in control. It's not us, but through the help of American Family Radio and some other ministries and churches around the country, we've now taken 50,000 volunteers and have helped 9,000 families. Wow. Rebuild their homes for free after a natural disaster. So about $70 million of work. We're pretty much a volunteer-led organization. We have 211 volunteer leaders. We have a very small staff. We just left Amory, Mississippi. We were there for 3 weeks. Some tornadoes not only went through Rolling Fork, Mississippi, but Amory as well. And so that was our rapid response arm. But right around the corner, just about 4 weeks away, we've got another major push going in Fort Myers, Florida.
I love it. 8daysofhope.com is where you can get all the details. You know, we talk often about giving and what an opportunity it is to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to take a portion of what he entrusts to us and connect it into God's activity. And certainly there's an opportunity to donate when it comes to the 8 Days of Hope. But what I love about what's coming up just around the corner, May 20 to 27 in Fort Myers, is also an opportunity to go. So tell our listeners how they can be one of the volunteers to help.
You know, we're expecting thousands of people to go to Fort Myers, Florida. Last year, at the end of September, Hurricane Ian hit the coast of Florida and it was the third costliest disaster ever to hit America. And unfortunately, what even broke my heart even more was 149 people lost their lives. And, you know, God has called us to love the brokenhearted. And
So
May 20th to May 27th, thousands of people from around the country will be going to Fort Myers. And our goal is simple. In 8 days, the number 8 in the Bible means new beginnings. But during an 8-day period, we would rebuild 150 homes in Fort Myers. And so we're looking for volunteers. It's free. We provide food and lodging. If you fly into the Fort Myers airport, we'll pick you up. We have all the tools. You don't have to be skilled. Yes, we do need skilled volunteers, handyman, handywoman, people who know how to do roofing and painting and landscaping. But we need less skilled as well, people that can make sandwiches and do laundry, pick up people from the airport, deliver materials to a site. If you can carry a piece of drywall, we can use you down in Fort Myers. All the information is on our website at 8daysofhope.com.
That is incredible. Talk about the impact this has on a community, just drawing from the prior 8 Days of Hope initiatives you've had.
You know, it's really a two-pronged thing. It's the first, the obvious. 150 families are going to see Jesus in action.
Yeah.
Now, the greatest sermon I ever heard is the one I saw. People are going to see Jesus because people who are listening right now are going to drive 3 hours or get on an airplane. Already we have volunteers from 33 states coming.
Wow.
But when you come and you serve people and you give them a brand new roof or your paint their house and you listen to their story and you let them cry on your shoulder and talk about and listen to the business about the business they lost, or maybe, you know, someone in the community lost their life and it impacted the community. But something also happens to the volunteer that serves. You know, I've said this many times. You know, every trip we go on, at least 50% of the volunteers have been with us before. Because when they go, I mean, they might leave tired. You know, you might do things you normally don't do, but you will never forget the people you serve, and your heart will be full. And so, you know, both the families we serve will be blessed, but also the volunteers as well.
Imagine the opportunity already planned out. The need is significant, and all you have to do is show up and allow the Lord to use you in the lives of these families. That's what the 8 Days of Hope is offering with this next project coming up in Fort Myers, May 20 to 27. They need thousands of volunteers to descend on Fort Myers to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Steve, quickly, what would those kind of a typical day look like for a volunteer that's offering to
do? You know, we feed breakfast between 6 and 7. We do about 10 minutes, 12 minutes of worship and devotion, a couple songs, about an 8-minute devotion. And then by 7:30, you'll be out heading out to serve the families. We'll bring lunch to you. All the tools and all the materials will be there. You'll come back around 4:30, grab a shower. And then in the evenings, all the families we serve, we invite them back to dinner. We get a chance to interview them and hear their hearts. And usually, you know, you might be feeding 800 or 1,000 people, and usually there's not a dry eye in the place because you hear some of the stories of these families and just how they're overwhelmed that strangers would show up. Then we do some worship and devotion. It's optional. And then, you know, we call it a day and we do it right back the same thing the next day. So we're really excited. This is our 19th rebuilding trip. Ben Fuller, Christian music artist, is going to come down and do a free concert on that Tuesday of that week. So we're really excited. It's going to be a fun 8-day period.
You can learn all about it at 8daysofhope.com. And if you can't make this particular project coming up May 20 to 27, you can donate to help fund this work that is going to be so significant in the lives of so many. Steve, we're so grateful that you stopped by today to tell us about the 8 Days of Hope.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. And thank you so much to AFR for all that you do, not only for our ministry, 8 Days of Hope, but so many others.
Well, we're so honored to be partnered with you, Steve. That was Steve Tiber, CEO and president of the 8 Days of Hope. Again, you can learn more and volunteer to go at 8daysofhope.com. Check it out now. All right, let's try to round out the broadcast with at least one more question. Richard, go right ahead in Louisiana.
Yes, sir. I've got a 401k that I need to roll into something since I've left the company. And I'm wondering what my options are biblically responsible to do as far as investments.
Yeah, well, the good news, Richard, is there's a great opportunity just in light of the growth of the number of faith-based investing options that exist, whether you want to try to pursue an impact investing option and have a kingdom impact through your investments, or you want to do values-aligned investing where you're either avoiding certain companies that are misaligned with your values or embracing others that are specifically aligned. There's a growing number of these fund families that are specifically created to both outperform, provide compelling returns, but also to be biblically aligned. You know, a lot of our AFR listeners are aware of the Timothy plan, the Timothy funds. Those are phenomenal. And we've got a host of other options on our website, like Eventide Asset Management and Lightpoint Portfolios and One Ascend Investments. So what I would do is you're probably going to want to roll it to an IRA at something like Fidelity, just a brokerage firm that's going to give you a platform so that you can then select some of these faith-based investing fund families to deploy those assets in. To learn more about these fund families, just head to our website, faithfi.com, click on the show, and you'll see them. They all sponsor our program, and you could click on their links and learn more about each of them. Again, faithfi.com. Just click the show, and you can learn much more about these faith-based investing options. We appreciate your call, Richard. Delighted you're interested in learning more about this exciting and growing space of the investment landscape. Hey, folks, before we wrap up today, let me just remind you again, if you'd like to support the work of what we do here at To Faith and Finance, we'd certainly appreciate that between now and the end of April as we try to stay on track with our ministry budget. We are listener supported, so if you're a part of the FaithFi community, we'd love to have you visit our website and give at faithfi.com. Just click give and you'll be able to take advantage of an exciting offer we're making for any gift. We'd love to put in your hands the FaithFi phone wallet. It's leather. It's embossed. I think you'll love it. Check it out. FaithFi.com. Just click give. Thanks for being along with us today. I'm grateful for Devin Patrick, Robert Sutherland, and Pat Montague. Couldn't do it without them. Hope you come back and join us tomorrow. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.